This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Rita Liu. It's Raise Game. It's the first Friday of the month of May. Wow, 4 months have gone by. Jeevan Sadevan, business growth expert, is here with me today. It's character development for sustained success. Jeevan, how would you define the word character?
Well, there are a whole bunch of definitions out there when it comes to character, but here's the Jeevan definition of it to just get straight in. Basically, when you look at character, what I talk about when I talk about character is simply this: a group of qualities that make up a person. So it's basically a whole bunch of qualities that make up a person, and sometimes even in reference to another person or to in comparison to people of that group or people of that even nation, in fact. Mm-hmm. You can compare that to anything. But essentially, you're looking at a group of qualities that actually make up a person. And why are we talking about this character development for sustained success? It's simply this: two things. One, people often, to become successful, people often do all kinds of things to get that success. However, the true test of your success is actually time. Mm-hmm. So over time, do you maintain that success as an individual, as an organization? Many people find it difficult to sustain their success once they've actually achieved it. Getting there is a whole lot easier than actually staying at the top. Mm-hmm. So getting to the top is easier than staying at the top. And so having worked with people for 16 years now, I've worked with over 29,000 people, I've noticed that there are certain areas that when you develop these areas, you start developing a very, very strong character. And this character of yours actually helps you sustain your success. And this is incredible. So we're going to see what these are. Okay. I'm going to go through each of these areas. And I also want to move away a little bit from personality.
Okay.
Because you see that society, books, courses, everything is skewed towards improving your personality, which is how you appear to other people. Everything out there is really, even blogs on the net, on social media, everything is about, you know, how seven ways to look good and this and that. It's all about how others perceive you. It's all improving that. Character, on the other hand, is what you are.
Right.
Who you are.
It goes below the skin.
That's right.
Right? When his personality is very...
It's just surface.
Yeah, it's very surface.
And people are constantly trying to fix personality.
Yeah.
And it doesn't last. Mm. Personality doesn't last. And in fact, a lot of the books you see coming out of late as well are all personality driven.
So does this character development process work across the board for people in all kinds of businesses?
It doesn't matter, because when you've developed your character, you've developed you. And when you have developed your very inner being, that's it. I mean, everything around you starts to change.
Because the reason I'm laughing right now is because how many steps would there be?
Seven areas. Can't wait for the steps, can't you? The seven areas for character development. We're going to go one by one. And you can look at it. You can use your business as a reference as you look at each of these areas. Or you can even use your life. If you're working in an organization, you want to use, you can use your career in that organization as a reference. Or let's say you've retired, you can still use it, something as a reference when you do this. Okay. So here are the seven areas for character development. And I'm using business as the reference. So first area that you want to develop. Now, three words I want you to really stick close to when you look at it. Here are the three words. As I describe each of these areas, here are the three words I want you to really doodle on: develop, cultivate, and master. So as I talk about each of these areas, you want, for example, the first area is discipline. So you want to look at, okay, how am I going to go about developing discipline, cultivating discipline, mastering discipline in my life? So just keep those three words handy as we look at each of the areas. So the first area is discipline. Now, what is discipline? Again, and we want to really look at some definitions here, but let me take a practical approach. Discipline simply is this. It's when you do those things you need to do even when you don't feel like doing it on a Monday morning. That's discipline. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you wake up on a Monday morning, you get into the office, and you know you've got to run those team meetings. You know you've got to prepare proposals. You know you've got to visit each factory. You know you've got to analyze reports. So discipline is doing things even when you don't feel like it. And this is a very key component of character development. Many people out there who've got a very quick success, and if they don't develop discipline, that success doesn't last very long. And you need to decide what areas of your life you need to have discipline in. And perhaps you need to have discipline in if you're the kind of person who in your business, a large part of your business involves you doing some personal networking, then perhaps you need to have a huge amount of discipline to see to it that you do networking every single week. If your business involves you having to blog occasionally, then you need to have the discipline to do that. If your business involves you need having to analyze reports, and you've got, let's say, hundreds of reports to analyze, you need to have the discipline to sit down and actually go through those reports at specific times. So discipline is a character development that is that often goes underwater or often disappears because it's not a sexy trait to develop. It's not a quality that's exciting.
Yeah.
In fact, it's something everybody wants to avoid.
Yeah.
If you look at half the problems we have, it's just simply really a lack of discipline, whether it's weight loss or whether it's marketing or selling. It's really discipline. Like when I talk to salespeople, I say, look, how many appointments have you had in the last 2 weeks, last 3 weeks? And most of them would not know or would not put in the effort to go out there and get those face-to-face appointments. They just usually sit around, hope that something changes, hope that something happens. So discipline is very critical.
Yeah.
And whatever field you are, you need to pay attention to the discipline that you require. Say if you're a doctor, perhaps you need the discipline to read medical journals. Otherwise, your knowledge isn't updated. I mean, if you just, all you know is just what you learn in medical school, then your knowledge isn't being updated. So if you're an engineer, what areas do you need to have discipline in? So the first area for character development is discipline. And you want to make sure when it comes to discipline, your key focus here is to master your craft. And once you've mastered your craft, you innovate, and then you master it again. And then you innovate, you master again. So success is often lost because discipline has been lost or faded. Keep that in mind. Second one, number two is accuracy. So when you look at character development again for sustained success, accuracy is something very interesting here, because accuracy simply means this: how accurate are you in your response, in your marketing, in your training, in your reading of what your various target markets desire or delight in? How accurate are you in your response? Many people respond blindly. They're not accurate. So this is again character development. When you look at something that goes wrong in your business, and what is your response and how accurate is the response? Don't get caught up in making the right or wrong decision. Instead, get caught up in being accurate in your response.
Okay, so this is where I think where people say, accuracy, and then some people say, oh, but I'm not the kind of person, I'm quite careless in that sense. So
there's nothing to glorify there. That's a character trait, isn't it? So the person says, I'm really a carefree and I'm not this, that. Then well, that says something about their character. But you see, if a person says, I'm a disciplined man, when this things happen at this scheduled times, and the person says, I have very accurate responses, when I need to respond to something, I gather the facts and I respond accurately. I don't just respond for the sake of responding. So when you know someone responds accurately, that says a lot of about their character. And you know that business can now sustain its success because this person has the character of responding accurately, which means, guess what? When a leader responds accurately, his team starts to respond accurately because he will not accept anything else. So people start developing the character response, which is accuracy as well, which is very interesting because as you develop your character, people around you develop the same character as well. And that's what
you
said.
Or you attract
like
these people.
Like. Yeah, exactly. Because you see,
birds
let's say
feather.
If you're extremely disciplined and you've just hired three staff who are absolutely lazy and not disciplined, they won't last long. And they will feel, well, I can't really work with this guy. So they would have to become highly disciplined as well. And you find that your entire organization starts to change because your character changed. That's why I mentioned those three words just now: develop, cultivate, master. So develop accuracy. Now, you may not be a person who is extremely accurate in your response at the moment, or your organization may not be very accurate in how it's responding. Now it's time for you to start to develop that, to cultivate that, and to master that. So let me give you an example. Let's take outsourcing. Outsourcing is now a huge trend. If you don't realize this, then your business really is going to be in trouble because outsourcing is a huge trend. Companies outsource a whole lot of things to other countries even. For example, if you're driving a BMW in the US and something goes wrong with your car and you give a call, guess who's answering? It's probably somebody in Philippines who's going to answer because of the outsourcing. So here's something that you can think about in terms of how outsourcing can benefit you. Now, determine which companies can outsource entire products or services to you. So since outsourcing is a huge trend now, what about people outsourcing to you? What about you taking on some business instead of just looking at what you can outsource, which, yes, you should also pay attention to that. But what can companies outsource to you? Entire product, services, product lines, anything, and serve them well. So once you know, okay, what kinds of companies can outsource what kinds of products or services to me, then you target these companies like a hawk.
Okay.
You start figuring it out and you target them.
Right. Is character the same as values?
Very closely related. In fact, qualities are values. Value is actually one of the seven as well. Mm. But your values do determine your character. It's all really mix and match here. We're looking at the simple definition, because people get into a whole all sort of depths when they talk about character, personality and all that. So I tell people, I say, look, just keep it simple. A group of qualities that make up a person. So when you say this is a person of character, you essentially, without even realizing it, you're actually zooming in on a few qualities that you admire.
All right.
So we're looking at seven qualities. Of course, a whole bunch of qualities, but we're looking at seven that will allow you to sustain your success.
And we'll discuss the other character traits in just a moment with business growth expert Jeevan Sahadevan. It's Racy Game, VFM 89.9.
You want to be a successful entrepreneur? Get complete business solutions with UnifiBiz to maximize profits, exclusively for BFM listeners. Stand a chance to win prizes worth 2,700 ringgit by subscribing or upgrading to UnifiBiz Pro or Advanced and completing a slogan. Go to bfm.my/tm today. Contest ends 22nd May. Terms and conditions apply. TM, business made easier.
Boyish 40-something millionaires. BFM 89.9.
It's Race Game. I'm talking to one of them. Boyish 40-something millionaires. We're talking about character development for sustained success with business growth expert Jeevan Sahadevan. Of course, he's here the first Friday of every month, and we were going through the seven character traits. We talk about discipline. We talk about accuracy. What's the third one, Jeevan?
Okay. So seven areas of character development for sustained success. First one was discipline. Second, accuracy. Third one, speech.
Mm.
So what's this? Learn how to use language, words, tone, and even style to do these three things: to touch, move, and inspire people. So developing your speech is a hugely powerful character development that you can do. When you develop your ability to touch, move, and inspire using speech, it is incredible what you can achieve and how far you can sustain your success. I mean, let's look at Obama, President Obama, and if you just listen to some of his speeches, he's loved by so many people simply because he speaks so well and he says amazing things. He knows exactly how to touch, move, and inspire people using speech. At some point in your business, wherever you are, you're going to realize that it's going to come down to the spoken word.
Yeah.
It comes right down to that. Whether it's on the phone or whether it's in a team meeting, there's only so much you can do with a memo. There's only so much you can do with emails. It's going to come down to your speech. So you want to develop your ability of speech. You really want to master this. You want to cultivate. You want to develop it. You want to look at, hey, how am I going to touch, move, and inspire my entire team? It could be an individual. So here are the people that you want your speech to transform: teams, individuals, clients, suppliers, and everyone else. It could be family members, friends. Your speech can nourish someone. Your speech can even cut them down or break a person apart.
To edify, to be edifying in your speech. Because it's also, you know how some people are also very negative and you're like, oh man,
yeah, exactly.
I don't want to
You see,
be
everything at work
you.
Is speech, isn't it? The minute you walk in the door, it's all about speech. So yes, you could be working at a computer, but you're going to be talking to people at some point. Mm. So you may be talking to your clients or your suppliers, or you could be talking to organize different, say, associations that you want to talk to. And it really comes down to that. So this is an area of character development that people often overlook. They say, yeah, I'll just speak whatever I want to speak. No, you want to really craft your speech. You want to really look at how you use language. The best way for you to understand this is go pick up a book by Ernest Hemingway. Just pick up the book, A Movable Feast. Ernest Hemingway, A Movable Feast. I mean, just listen to the words. I mean, just look at how he writes. It's absolutely incredible. He could talk about eating something as horrible as mussels and having wine. And it'll taste delicious just because of the way he describes it. You see, just the way he uses, the way he speaks about it in the words he uses. So you want to understand that. You want to know, like, hey, when you use language, don't just use language for the sake of using it, but use it to touch, move, and inspire. When you're looking at discipline, it's about doing those things that you know you should do but you don't want to do. When you look at accuracy, it is about being sharp. It is about being very sharp in your response. When you look at speech, it's about touch, move, and inspire. Yeah. So that's number three. Number four, again, number four is a very big one, quality. Hmm. You want to sustain your success, you need to be so obsessed with quality. This is a very, very big deal. In fact, I'll tell you a bit of a story here. Many years ago, just after the war, Japan, after World War II, America really, with the two bombs that they dropped, they really destroyed Japan. And they said, okay, oops, you know, we really need to do something. That everything's a complete mess over there. And they've completely messed up the factories. They've messed up a whole lot of things. So what America did was they sent a man named Edward Demmings. So they sent Edward Demmings to Japan, and this was sometime in the late 1940s, 49, 50. So they sent Demmings there, and Deming began to work with the Japanese and their companies to develop a level of quality that was unheard of. And even until today, there's something called the Deming Award.
Right.
And it's a huge honor to be doing
it.
Yeah, CQM, that's right, the Deming Award. For a company in Japan to win a Deming Award, it's a huge honor. The first time the Deming Award was given was in 1951. And they became, if today, let's look at today, many years later, if you take a typical Japanese car, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Quality.
Quality, yeah.
Honda, Toyota, it's quality. They hardly ever break down.
Yeah.
These cars are extremely high quality. And it's all because of the processes that Demmings did. So he made the Japanese extremely obsessed with quality. And they came up with this phrase, Kaizen, which is a continuous improvement, you know, continuously improving. And then before, you know, from a country that was completely war-torn, they became an industrial leader. They began to lead industries. And even to today, the Japanese are known for their quality. It's incredible. And you see, it's because of that obsession that they could sustain that success.
It's a very interesting, right? We think of the European cars, we want the fancy, but you say, you know, I want a car that is no fast
exactly.
and everything.
It just works.
It's a Japanese car.
Exactly.
Right?
So if you're starting a new job and you just don't want stress with your car, you're like, you know what, let me just get a car that's hardly ever going to break down. You get a Honda, you get a Toyota. You know, it's hilarious because it's not just that it's a perception. It's a fact even because of the quality that has been put in. So you see, you got to understand these two words, outstanding quality.
Hmm.
In everything you do, look at Apple products. It's always of high, consistent quality, whether it's the phone, whether it's the iMac.
Oh, well, let's stop there.
You're not an Apple fan, are you?
Let's just stop there. What's the fifth point?
So hang on. So whether you're a restaurant owner, whether you're a manufacturer, whether you're a business coach or a radio station, outstanding quality has to always be at the front.
Only
so that's number
raise
four.
Raise your game. Okay.
Only raise your game. Number five is action. You want to have the kind of character that has a bias towards action. You do it now. Whatever you got to do, you do it now. Procrastination doesn't have a place in your life. You don't really want to have that as anything. But when it comes to action, it's not just about speed. It's speed versus velocity. If you look at physics, a lesson in physics here, speed is just speed. Velocity has the direction component thrown in. So meaning when you move purposefully. So you move fast, but with a purpose, with a direction. So action is something very, very big. You need to take action, and you need to be the kind of person, the kind of organization that takes action and quickly and purposefully as well. So let's say a competitor smashed a segment of yours. What do you do? How fast do you move? Mm. How accurately do you move? Do you have the discipline to gather the data before your execution? You see, so you bring in all your other character traits as well, discipline, accuracy. You bring them quality. You bring all this in, and then you take action. You take massive action in the direction you want. So imagine this. If you're the kind of person who's constantly taking action when you need to, your level of success will be extremely high. You'll be constantly successful in everything you do because you keep taking action. Which then brings me to number six. Number six is values. So we mentioned this earlier. Values is simply again, what you hold to be extremely important.
Right.
A person's character is often defined also by their values and what they hold to be truly important. Now, you can tell a lot about a person from what they value. If, for example, a person doesn't value time, guess what? He's always late.
Yeah.
So if let's say you're going to meet a friend
it's going to be a challenge to have discipline.
Exactly. If you don't even value time, how do you have discipline? If you're meeting a friend for dinner at 7 and he arrives at 8, well, you know, he doesn't value time. So, and time is something so critical. You don't get a lot of it. And again, if a person doesn't value people, you can see it in the way he treats people. So if a boss doesn't value his team, you can see the hostility that the boss would treat the team with. If a person doesn't value knowledge, they'll have no books in their house.
Mm.
If a person doesn't value money, then you see wealth is always an issue. So they keep justifying poverty. They keep justifying why it's not good to be rich because they just don't value money. So it's not about being obsessed. It's about what you value. So when you want to develop your character, you've got to start to pay attention to some of the things you value. Maybe you need to value some new things.
Mm.
And those there are some things you do value that maybe you need to cut away
right.
or move away from. For example, if you value junk food, you might want to just stop valuing that.
If you find these values have not helped you, maybe it's not a good value to hold on to.
Correct.
Right?
I mean, one of the things that served me in my 16 years of working with so many businesses is I have this, I call them my three best friends. And it's fastest, simplest, most effective. So in everything I do, whether it's in reading, researching, reading books, attending courses or coaching, I'm always looking for the fastest, simplest and most effective way for a client to get success, for a business to get success. So that value that I've associated to those three values that I've associated myself with helps me direct my energy properly. So similarly, you want to think about it. Okay, let's say you're a specialist. What should you value if you're a specialist? Let's say you're an architect. What should you value? Let's say you're an office manager. What should you value? So you want to develop your character, pay attention to what you're valuing because often this just, again, it goes under the carpet. People don't really take it seriously. But as you start to value different things, for example, you value prioritizing. You value time. You value quality. You start valuing new things. Everything changes.
And values are the backbone of who you are.
Correct. Right? You are your values.
Yeah.
You may not be your beliefs, but you definitely are your values.
Okay.
And the last one, number seven, is responsibility. So again, it's difficult to develop your character if you do not have the quality of responsibility.
Mm.
And this again, it's something you should have it in you and you should inspire it. You should inspire it in others. So responsibility simply means I think it was President Reagan or something who said this. He had a sign on his table that said, the buck stops here.
Hmm.
So it's about not passing blame, passing the buck. You take responsibility not just for your actions, but even for your organization as a whole. You get out there and you take responsibility for it. You realize, okay, you know what? For things to change, I need to get out there and change things. And you start taking responsibility and you inspire responsibility in other people as well. And that's a huge thing. So you see, as you develop your character trait of responsibility, you want to make sure others do as well. So your organization starts becoming a very powerful organization.
Right.
For example, let's say, and this could be applied to any industry. Let's say if you were in the airlines industry and you didn't, if you're an engineer and you didn't take the responsibility to check on the plane, a lot of damage can happen from that.
Yeah.
If you're a surgeon and you did not have responsibility, something could be left inside the person you're operating. So this is a very huge character development. Again, we've looked at seven. So here are the seven again, discipline, number one, number two, accuracy, number three, speech, four, quality, five, action, six, value, and seven, responsibility.
Right.
So these are seven areas that you need to develop in order for you to develop your character for sustained success.
And you've been talking about this, you know, and sharing examples from a business perspective, but I guess these are the things as well, whether you take it from the personal side.
It could be, you could be a stay-at-home mom, you could be a retired teacher, it doesn't actually matter. But again, if any success you want to sustain, develop this seven character qualities and you'll find you will sustain your success.
Character development for sustained success. I've been speaking to business growth expert Jeevan Sahadevan. It's Raising Game, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.